From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and Saint Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
On Southside Broadcasting, it's time for On Your Bike. With your host, as ever, ace cyclist guru, Tony Manila.
Except technically it's Tony McDonough. Never mind, we'll get it sorted out. It's our first ever edition of On Your Bike, and the aforementioned Tony from the man behind Manila is actually here. Tony, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Are you?
It seems like only yesterday we were talking about previewing this whole grand event, and look, here it is actually happening.
I know, here
fantastic.
We are. Yeah,
exactly.
Excellent.
And we've already got a copy of Manila News, the July 2014 issue, which we'll be having a look at as the podcast proceeds and continues. Also, you've brought a fine guest along into the studio who's going to be with us for the first part of this podcast, of course. That would be the fabulous Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Good afternoon.
Now, just share with us, Ryan, your particular role with, I keep saying Team Manila. Tony, what's the official title?
It's Manila Cycling, but it is going to change, but we can't say why it's going to change at the moment.
That's perfectly okay. Ryan, obviously one of the key folk of this. Will you be involved later on this evening with a sort of cycling set up of things?
Unfortunately not. I'm working this evening, so...
See, this is the ultimate sacrifice of the athlete.
Absolutely.
Ryan Pugh, to give you your full title,
yep,
from that point of view, so get that sorted through. How did you get involved with Team Manila? Let's refer to it from that point of view.
I was away at uni. I've just finished university at Chester, so I was involved with a lot of cycling at Chester. I was captain of the cycling club. And I was coming home around Easter time, and I put a post out on Facebook, and I was pointed in the direction of Tony, who was obviously running Manila. Thought nothing of it at the time, went down, met Tony at the track up at Prizic, had a chat with him and stuff, and that it all went from there, really. And then I raced, I think it was the week after, got my first podium, and I think only podium of the season so far. That's where it came from, and sort of haven't looked back since.
Okay, let's just set the scene. Tony, full name McDonough, for that probably we'll get it sorted out before too long, although you are Mr. Manila in terms of that. This is going to be a wonderful special series of podcasts for the team, because not only is it going to be focusing on cycling, it's going to be focusing on music as well, because wearing your other hat, you also look after a whole range of top artists and various folk. In fact, we spoke to one of them only this morning.
Roberts, yes.
Exactly, it's very good indeed. But share with us initially, in terms of the cycling side of things and Manila Cycling, how that's kind of what kind of inspired you to set that whole thing up?
My love of cycling goes back a long way into the 80s, and it was, I've been involved with various teams around the South Yorkshire area and then in the northeast. Mm-hmm. And I didn't ever feel part of a team ethos, and that's what we tried to set up, and that's I think we've succeeded in doing that at Manila. We're trying to get a club feel to it, but as a racing team.
In the latest edition of Manila News, of course, expertly put together, you have a range of lines from that. And I think we'll throw some of these questions at you now just to see if the answers are pretty much the same, really. They might have changed. So where did the idea come from for Manila Cycling? What was that whole idea?
Initially, it was just to find basically a group of like-minded people to cycle just recreationally, not more than anything. And half a dozen turned up, and those half a dozen were very talented cyclists, which then led me to think these guys are capable of racing. We put that idea to them. Everybody was up for the idea, and it went from 6 to, I think it now stands at 22, 24 team members now.
And Ryan, from your own perspective, did you get involved because you thought, yeah, Chris Hoy, I can do what he does, I'm going to go there? You know, was it that sort of line of things? Was it a fitness thing? Was it a case of, well, I can't be bothered with team sports, I want to go for cycling? Although, of course, it is Team Manila. What's your own view on the whole thing?
I didn't get involved to become the next Chris Hoy, to be honest. I've enjoyed cycling since the age of, whenever I had my stabilisers on my bike, really. And I'm quite a competitive person myself. I've played football since I was around 10 years old, so, and then a few injuries and things took me to cycling, and It's just the competitive edge really had brought me to ride with Manila.
Makes perfect sense. And as we said, cycling and music, fantastic. I have to say, Tony, best quote of the magazine that is a companion package for this. Presumably, is this actually available as a newsletter, news sheet? How can people get hold of Manila News?
It is available as a PDF, yeah, to be able to view. If people follow us on as Twitter or Facebook, they'll be able to see.
It's always good.
A lot of copies there.
Excellent. But as I say, the quote of this particular newsletter has to be, what is your current role within Manila Cycling? Answer, chief number pinner on race days. Genius.
Indeed.
It says everything. And it could create so much problems in terms of injuries if you actually use a sharp pin, I would have thought.
Really. Yeah, I can point you in the direction. A couple of guys have actually stabbed this season. Yeah,
that's amazing. As we said, unlike our sister podcast, Fly Me to the Moon, one of the things which we will be having regularly with respect to On Your Bike is a series of musical breaks and such like. And the first one you brought along is particularly apt, Tony, you know, so I think it's only fair that you share this so we can actually invite Ryan to give us his critical viewpoint on the whole thing. Could put him under a lot of pressure, you know.
It would be the first review, actually, of it.
Well,
yes.
There you go. Would you like to introduce what we're about to hear?
It's a very talented lady called Mary Erskine, but she actually goes under the name of Mipha Queen. And she's recorded an album that's all about, it's not about cycling, but it's inspired by cycling in London. Cycling in the city, and it's the sort of ups and downs that go around with cycling in London. The track that's been released is part of a longer term campaign, which is for cycling in London and making sure people have got bike lights, and that's going to happen this winter time. And this track's going to support that. But also, they're playing a gig in Dalston in September, and that gig will be totally powered by cyclists on stationary bikes. And they'll power all the equipment, and it's a rooftop venue. And we got told, actually, in the last hour, I think Cycling Weekly magazine are going along to the event to cover it. So it's going to be quite a big deal, I think, in London.
So go on, introduce it.
This is Mipha Queen with White Bike.
Early in the evening, after dinner with a friend, you look forward to the night air, to still the thoughts that line your head. Wave your goodbyes and pull away. Two small words they'd always say. Sound of a telephone ringing.
going to preempt Ryan on that one. I thought that was sensational. Oh, very melodic, very harmonic, sensational stuff. But Ryan, what's the RP view?
Yeah, I like that. It's very very Lucy Rose-esque. Mm-hmm. I'm quite a big fan of Lucy Rose, and sounds a lot like her, so that's definitely not a bad thing.
Outstanding. And presumably the lady has a website as well that people can find out and pull the details, or she'll more information through the Facebook.
It's just mefaqueen.com, and you'll see all the different links from there.
Fantastic stuff. It's a very exciting part of the season. In fact, Ryan, just explain about the cycling season, because obviously Middlesbrough, shall we say, Manila, cycling is doing extraordinarily well from that point of view. How does it actually run in terms of when you start and when the whole thing goes and the competitive nature and so on?
The cycling season runs from around the weather getting better. So you're looking at sort of Easter time around to the end of September when things start tailing off, and looking at cyclocross and just winter base miles, really. So it's depending on a rider's how they want their season to go, then season can end whenever they want it to, but it's quite a long race season from around them times, really.
Looking at the roll of honour, I see in the results roundup, we've got the Godley Series, the CDNE Evening Series, which presumably is Northeast Evening Series, the CDNE Evening Series for the Middlesbrough Cycle Circuit in June, from that point of view. Break this down, Tony, because again, for the uninitiated, how many different events are they in terms of what we're talking about here? Because it's not road racing, it's very much stadium-based stuff, this.
It is road racing, mixed in with that, but it's you're sort of going to categories of road racing and closed circuit racing. As longer-term plan is to become a respected road racing team. And this season has been about purely learning the different circuits and terrain of the road racing.
And that's a really important point you make, because this is really the first season that Manila Cycling has actually been a serious player or cyclist in the sport, is that right?
Yeah, it's his debut season, and we're currently top of the Northeast rankings for... So cycling gets divided into different categories in the sort of entry to mid-level, where the top of the region for that. The plan is longer term, is to then go into the elite level, and that then becomes a national team.
And I see, Ryan, from the perspective of the CD Northeast Evening Series of Middlesbrough Cycle Circuit on May 29th, the Cat Race, you came in a very creditable fourth.
Yep, that was a hard race. We had a breakaway of three going in the last lap, and we got caught on the last corner, which was quite a disappointment, but it was probably one of the best team performances of the season, so that's something that we'll look back on and definitely learn from, but it was definitely one of the best ones of the season.
We're going to talk about congratulations and bouquets to folk ranging from James Wilson, Paul Sill, and indeed Ellis Hutchinson as the programme proceeds. But Ryan, I gather you have to leave us now, because unfortunately you're not a paid cyclist.
Not yet.
It's only
not
a matter yet. Of time before yet. That comes through. Well, we'll make sure that you're escorted safely off the premises. Whilst we leave, Tony, we'll be back with Tony in a few moments to talk about ways in which people can obviously get in touch with Manila Cycling. If you haven't already used the social media networking to work through that, you just stumble upon this podcast, or you'd like to find out ways of maybe kind of just testing out yourself, etc. We'll find out all of that stuff, plus a few highlights and a look ahead to some of the exciting things we'll be featuring in future editions of On Your Bike. All this and more after this.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration. With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call
My wife Betty was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Through the surgery and telling our daughters, I could still remain positive. But eventually, I felt there was nothing more I could do for her. That's when I felt I was falling. That's when Tony was brilliant.
I would offer support to the family wherever I could, ultimately helping Betty fulfill her wish of passing away at home.
No one should face cancer alone. With your support, more nurses like Tony can be there for people like Betty and Bill. Text Tony to 70550 to donate £5 today. We are Macmillan Cancer Support.
We receive 94p of every pound donated.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
160 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. And one tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was the recipe?
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
On Southside Broadcasting, it's time for On Your Bike. With your host, as ever, ace cyclist guru, Tony Manila.
Of course, it will be a rarity in terms of, obviously, show one, podcast one, because future routines will be Tony McDonough, but we just thought we'd work through that. But still, life continues. Tony, in the studio, of course, Ryan's headed off now, but in terms of this news factor, some key congratulations to Paul, James, etc. Go on, name check some of these fine folk who have been doing very well.
Oh, I'd be frightened to miss one off. They've all, basically every single one of them has performed unbelievably well this season. I would say Paul Sill and Ellis Hutchinson are, you would class them as the engine room of the team, where maybe they've not picked up their stood on podiums and the sort of points that others have, but those guys have driven the rest of the team, so it's sort of, they're the workhorses of the team. People like Adam Brooks, Drew Pidgeon, Adam McManus, Greg Booth, James Wilson have all performed. Just every single rider has done some contribution through the season. Adam McManus is currently the top regional rider at his level that we're lucky to have part of the team. He'll move to another level next season, as will Greg and Adam Brooks, and we're hopefully going to put a strong team a level above next season.
One of the podcast bonuses that we'll be featuring, of course, is some live coverage, and we're going along later on today to actually see some of the team in action in terms of training things. Just explain what it is we're going to be looking at.
Yeah, you'll probably see the early race that'll happen, which, as far as I know, I think we've got four riders in that race. Two of them are making the team debut tonight, and one of them is his first ever time racing. So that will be a learning experience for him. Jack is totally new to racing. Brian has raced before, but it's his first night for the team tonight. And they should be backed up by Chris Swales and John Moran in the team, all looking for points. So we're confident of a good performance in the early race, definitely.
Really exciting to see that Malcolm Elliott is the official team patron of Manila Racing Team. That must be good news.
Oh, that is unbelievable news. For me, being from Sheffield originally, it was from an area, I live quite near in Sheffield, and he rode a couple of Tour de France and Vuelta rides, and it was a huge icon growing up to me. I managed to get in touch with him in a roundabout way via responses, and sort of put the idea to him, could we head down to Sheffield and have a team ride with him? And to my surprise, he said, yeah, I'd love to be involved, and sort of showed us the stage two of the Tour de France. We had an unbelievable day, I think, at the end of May this year with him, and that led him to, when he'd met the guys, he wanted to get a little bit more involved and sort of endorse us, which he's done, and hopefully we're going to see him. Well, we'll definitely see him on a podcast. We're hoping he comes up for the team awards.
Or even hear him, possibly both, I don't know.
Yes. He's coming up for the team awards, and then next year we'll... hopefully he'll be at a team presentation with us.
Fantastic. Great stuff there. We'll be talking, obviously, as the series proceeds, about importance of nutrition, good health, a whole range of other bits and pieces. But I want to touch on something now which you've introduced into the latest newsletter, which is the Manila Women's Racing Team. In other words, the opportunity to actually launch a women's racing team for 2015.
Yes, that's the plan. I have to say, proving quite difficult. We were told it would be difficult, but it is proving possibly more than I actually envisaged. There's plenty of women showing an interest in getting involved, but nobody sort of took that step yet and actually dipped the toe in the water and come out sort of training with us.
And yet, the Laura Trotts and the key Victoria Pendletons have to emerge from somewhere, so it's worth sort of looking at from that point of view.
The sort of idea came about because the amount of when we go out sort of cycling on sort of Great Eight and that sort of direction, the amount of women riders that they're on the roads recreationally, we thought along the same lines of as the men in the team, that if there was a racing outlet, there would be some interest. And I think if we can attract two or three women to actually race, then that it'll snowball from there and we'll hopefully be able to build a team.
Absolutely. Quick mention for the sponsors, of course. One of the sponsors, Integrity Records. Clearly, it's always important for prospective cycling for more sponsors to be involved. That way, Ryan doesn't have to work as hard in his day job. He can actually do more cycling. There we are. That's a little plea from the heart there. But if people are listening to this and they want to find out more about Manila cycling, what's the best way? How can they actually get in touch with your good selves?
Yeah, I would say just partly based on the success, but partly from... as the sort of day job being PR, we can offer a lot of exposure to sponsors, and that goes across all the North East. So if it's a North East business, then it's very good exposure, actually, to get on board with.
And you've got your very own radio station with Southside Broadcasting as well.
We have, yes, thanks to yourself, yes, yes. But yeah, on the website, it's just manilacycling.co.uk, and then my contact info will be on there, and you can also find us on Facebook as Manila Cycling as well.
And the same with Twitter and, of course, Tumblr.
Yes.
I think you're on from that point, Instagram and so on. So there we are. That's it, Tony. We've actually wrapped up the first edition of On Your Bike. Phew! Who would have thought it, eh? There
yes.
We sort of initially put
one
that together.
The first of many.
Exactly, the first wrapped up from that point of view. We haven't quite got a catchphrase, because obviously Rob Nichols uses the line, come on Borough and up the Borough. I don't want to use that, because that's Fly Me to the Moon. It's a different line, etc. Shall we just say with On Your, are we stick with On Your Bike?
I think the theme that seems to have stuck this season is the vanilla ice track, Ice Baby, so maybe something along those lines would fit.
In which case, you know, we'll say those, we'll get this one. So it's On Your Bike, Ice Baby.
That's
right?
The one, yes.
So a one, a two, a three. On Your Bike,
Ice Baby.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and Saint Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.